We are coming off a spectacular weather weekend across the Northeast. It was the final full weekend of August, and it really delivered. And now we're back to work on this Monday, and we are back to cloud cover across the region. Now, there have been a few thin spots in the cloud cover this afternoon, so at least some of us have seen some filtered sunshine come through. But we're also dodging a few raindrops as well. We've had showers come through from time to time, and that's going to be the theme of our forecast over the next couple of days. We'll have some showers come through, and there's going to be plenty of dry gaps in between those wet periods. Our entire weather pattern is being driven by a large ridge of high pressure that's off to our west. So if you want big-time summer heat, you'll need to head that way because that's where it's going to stay. For us, we're on the eastern side of that ridge, and that's going to allow at least some humidity to spill into the region as we work through about the next 48 hours. But the big-time heat is not coming this way. Instead, that flow on the east side of the ridge will allow for a couple of disturbances to rotate in as we go through the next couple of days, and those disturbances will provide the triggering mechanism for scattered showers and storms. We're actually watching one of those clusters of storms right now. It's been developing to the west of us over the Great Lakes region through the early part of the afternoon. And some of those heavier showers and storms will tend to rotate through portions of the region as we go through the late day and nighttime hours. And we could actually see some heavier rainfall occur, at least in some areas, so we'll have to monitor the potential for some localized flooding. The humidity is on the increase as well as a warm front continues to push through the region, and that's pushing up dew points right now. And it's going to remain rather muggy through at least the mid part of the week. We'll start to see dew point temperatures come back down again as we work towards the later half of this week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, muggy, low 58 to 64. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of scattered showers and storms, warm and humid, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, areas of fog, muggy, low 58 to 64, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a scattered shower or storm, warm and humid, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, areas of fog, muggy, low in the mid-60s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a scattered shower or storm, warm and humid, high in the mid-80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, areas of fog, muggy, low in the lower to mid-60s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of scattered showers or a thunderstorm, warm and humid, high in the lower to mid-80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, high in the upper 70s to mid-80s, and on Thursday, partly sunny, with a chance of a scattered shower or storm, especially in New England, muggy, high in the 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.